Hi, I'm VOA's Alexis Strope with your worldwide news update. The Biden administration hopes the killing of Hamas's leader can lead to a ceasefire and hostage release deal in Gaza, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The Biden administration is urging both sides in the Gaza war to parlay the killing of Hamas's top leader into a ceasefire and hostage release deal. The president and Pentagon chief Lloyd Austin say Yahya Sinwar's death makes Israel and the world safer. But beyond that,
let's also make this moment an opportunity.
An extraordinary opportunity to achieve a lasting ceasefire.
White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says Sinwar was the biggest obstacle to that. It's too soon to know who might replace him.
And what that individual may be willing to pursue one way or the other.
For now, peace talks remain stalled.
We're not in a position right now where serious negotiations are in the offing.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
U.S. President Joe Biden concluded his brief visit to Berlin. During his swan song trip to the German capital, he held closed-door talks with allied German Chancellor Olaf Scholz to discuss matters ranging from Ukraine to the expanding conflict in the Middle East. Before boarding Air Force One, Biden was asked about the consensus on Ukraine's victory plan.
We're going to stay with Ukraine. We're going to make sure they continue to have capabilities.
And the consensus on allowing Ukraine to strike deeper into Russia.
Right now, there's no consensus for long-range weapons in the
world. Biden's trip came just 2.5 weeks before the U.S. presidential vote. Former president and Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump has signaled he would be more reluctant than Biden to continue to support Ukraine. He has also indicated that U.S. aid to allies in the NATO Western Military Alliance would come with conditions attached. This is VOA News.